Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made on a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are and the days we are facing. But one thing about it, you're not alone, because God is good and His mercy endures forever. Good morning to the people of God. Good morning to those, hallelujah, are going out to do the mission work that God assigned you to do. I thank God for all that He is to create us in His own image, oh hallelujah, to perform the work that He required from us. Thank God for the pastors, the ministers, the apostles, the prophets. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer warriors, the intercessors. Thank God for those who are watchmen on the wall. I thank God for those, oh hallelujah, teachers. Thank you, Lord, ministers in youth and young children ministry and all parts of the body of Christ. But most of all, thank God for going in to take care of the elderly. Thank God for those who are in shut-in, would love to come to the house of God, but they are not able to physically, but mentally, praise God, they want to serve God. But thank God for the missionaries, the evangelists, praise God, those who go out in the field to deliver the message that God assigned them, praise God, to give them the good news that the Lord is coming soon. But thank God for all that He is into us today, that God created every one of us into His own image. But I thank God for the Word. I truly thank God for the Word of God, because God is good. Today, I thank God for this morning. I want to share the Word of God to those who are able to hear what God is saying to you today. I came across, praise God, a book called the Warfare Prayer Book. And I thank God for Jesus Christ that God has placed in people's lives to motivate them to share their experience to others so that they know how to survive out of the hand of their adversary. And I thank God for Jesus Christ to motivate those who went through their test and came out as pure as gold through the fire. And they're willing to share their prayer to the world, to that individual, to utilize it, to know how to fight the enemy. That's one thing I love about Jesus. He always gives us a tool and how to fight the enemy. And that tool is the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And the Bible can come in different translations. But one thing about it, it comes into one place. It's for us how to utilize and to stabilize the Word of God in a righteous way, that we can line ourselves up into God's Word, because God is love and God is merciful. But I truly thank God for all that He is to us. And one thing about it, people now today are concerned about their welfare. They are concerned how they're going to survive, how they're going to make it, how they're going to take care of their family, how they're going to provide means. I thank God, because some people are losing their job. Some being laid off their job. Health has something to do with it. Sometimes their boss might have too many people and they got to let the other one go. Praise God. All type of situation can occur, especially believers. But if you are a child of God and you know what God say in His Word, that's why the Lord say, "Fret not." Praise God. Don't be worried about what the evil enemy is going to do, but trust in him. And God say in Mark the 11th chapter, and I thank God for Jesus Christ, when he say, have faith in God. We are to trust in his son because he gave us his son. Some of us concerned about our salvation. Yes, very important that we need to be concerned about our salvation. But one thing about it, the Lord is still here. The Lord still alive. And thank God. Why? He alive in you. The Holy Spirit encourage you. The Holy Spirit encourage you, praise God, to trust in the Father and rely on the Father, because the Lord knows the beginning and the ending. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But we need to not to worry about tomorrow. But the Lord will take care of that. But we need to be concerned what he can do for you today. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I'm coming from the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, when the Lord says, do not worry. We are not to worry. But we got some people still concerned how they're going to survive. And I get you there. I can understand where you're coming from, because in your human state, you're concerned about how I'm going to pay my house bill. I've been laying off my job. How am I going to provide meals for my family when they cut my salary half? Oh, I thank God for Jesus. Praise his holy name. Some are concerned about, am I pleasing the Lord? I'm not going to feel like I'm not doing enough for God. You know, and I thank God for Jesus. But Jesus let us know, do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? That's an encouragement right there. The Lord knows what you're going through, but he will see you through this. He will see that you will be provided. The Lord said, I will provide all things to you if you continue to trust in me. He will supply all your needs according to his riches, according to his glory. He will provide the means that you need. And I thank God for Jesus. Will he not much more clothe you? You a little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God. That's the key. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Listen what Jesus is saying to us this morning. Not to trouble ourselves, not to worry, but to have faith in God. And I thank God for Jesus, for he is so good that his mercy endures forever. And one thing about the key word is to seek his kingdom. to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's the main thing that we need to focus on, his kingdom. We need to have desire for God's kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The kingdom is within you. But we need to seek the kingdom of God to enrich us of his presence. To enrich us. To enthrone us that we can embrace the kingdom that he wants us to have. So all these things that we want God to do, he will give it to us. But main thing, as Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And once we seek the Lord's kingdom and his righteousness, God will always have a door open. There'll be a door open for you for a new job, for a new opportunity, or increase your pay. Praise God. So you'll be able to take care of your family. You'll be able to take care of responsibility. Increase your faith. That to hold on to those who have ministry, that you're concerned. And Lord, if people are going to hear the truth, Lord, I got few members, praise God. But long you are faithful, the Lord will send those who are hungry for your word. But one thing about it, I thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for the word of God. And this is what it says here. And I thank God for Jesus. Worry about future seals steals your peace today. It piles on stress about things that haven't even happened and may never happen. But Jesus told us not to carry tomorrow's trouble ahead of time. God's grace meets you one day at a time, and he is already in your tomorrow. And Matthew 6:34 said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word of God. In a prayer, say, Father God, I've been so focused on what might happen, the unknown, the pressure, the what if, that I lost sight of your presence here. And now, I lay down the fear of tomorrow and choose to live in the grace you are giving me for today. I don't want to miss what you're doing now by fearing what hasn't even come. I thank God for Jesus. I plead the body blood of Jesus over my thoughts and emotions. I break agreement with fear and anxiety. I speak peace over my future. You go before me, Lord. You are already there, making a way, providing, protecting. You'll never fail me, and I know you'll never will. Help me trust you with every unknown. Give me rest tonight and confidence tomorrow. I choose faith over fear, obedience over control, and worship over word. But I thank God for Jesus. May the God of mercy be with you today, and you have a great and blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.